rural areas.
Husni of the International Red Cross talking to Fox Sister Network Sky News.
There was no power and people were struggling in the dark.
Fox News, we report, you decide.
Husni, that's like...
Why?
Do you like waking up like this?
Good morning, sunshine.
Or is this more like what you get?
Get your ass up!
Well, here's your favorite morning show with cheerful good mornings for you. Greg Budell.
Good morning.
Jay Scott.
Good morning.
Emily Hayes.
Good morning.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
Yo, what's up?
And the incorrigible Rich Thomas.
Good morning.
Good morning, my neighbors!
Wake me up!
Wake up.
Get up!
Get on up!
There had to be something in there you liked.
Why don't you shut up?
Why don't you ask your mama?
Don't!
Stand by for three men and a lady.
Wake your butt up!
Speaking of roosters, got a whole bunch of those on my Facebook page. For today's day starter, three men and a lady, yours truly, Greg Budell, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes.
Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensee number 17022.
Starting the day with 94% relative humidity again. And today, you know, a better than normal chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, just like over the weekend, with the storms reaching a peak this afternoon and this evening, and a high today around 87 and tonight's low 73. Locally heavy downpours, and all of this ahead of a frontal system that moves into the state, actually enters the state this time tomorrow morning, and then moves southward as the day goes on, maybe reaching central Alabama about 5 p.m. ish, somewhere in that hour or around there, and then drier air comes in for tomorrow night. So showers and storms are likely tomorrow until the front passes, and then partly cloudy tomorrow night, with the high tomorrow around 89, low tomorrow night 73, and then looking ahead on Wednesday and Thursday, mostly sunny skies, no rain on the radar, a little bit more tolerable humidity. I don't want to oversell it. I mean, it's not going to be the, you know, wonderful, but it's going to be much better than it was. And then the moisture starts to creep back as we get towards Friday and over the weekend, with business as usual by Saturday and Sunday, more scattered afternoon and storms around. Right now this morning, we have 76 degrees, cloudy skies, southeast winds at 3 miles per hour at 7:04. It's a known fact, whether it's the middle of the night or on a weekend or just one, you know, in the middle of the evening hours, plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem. That's why at Plumbing by Luke Wire, they are ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. And they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. And that's why people keep relying on their expertise. They're reliable, they're prompt, they're professional. I've told you before about some of my experiences, like the recent one I had. I can't guarantee it's always going to be this quick, but I called at noon, and by quarter after two, not only had the plumber been there, my two problems in the guest bathroom were completely taken care of. And they called me before they actually arrived and said, hey, we're on the way. That's a great thing. It's not always going to be 2 hours, but it's going to be very prompt. Excuse me, it choked me up.
You're getting choked up about it because the service
every
is so
time
great.
I think about it, I get choked up. They've been in the business for over two decades and second to none in the River Region. So, as he said, Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Luke Wire, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
All right, at 7:05, let's see what's happening on the roads.
Traffic is brought to you by Hospice of Montgomery, caring for families since 1976. Contact Hospice of Montgomery at 279-6677 or at hospiceofmontgomery.org.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Over in Millbrook, getting word of a motorcycle accident. Injuries involved there on Deedsville Highway at Highway 14. Haynes Ambulance is en route to that scene, so watch for them and give them plenty of room to work. It is a really nasty accident. Again, that's Deedsville Road at Highway 14 in Millbrook. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm the best law firm in Central Alabama for the fifth straight year.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How do you like this? I had no idea until today, as I was going through the show business stuff, that Buddy Holly's name was actually spelled H-O-L-L-E-Y. But when the record company printed his first release, they left the E out. So it stayed that way.
Huh.
Well, things like that, man. Today is National Radio Day.
Yay, us!
That's, yeah, it is.
We do good things sometimes.
Once in a while.
Every so often. Maybe.
You know, we've had our doom predicted since the advent of television.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why would somebody listen to The Lone Ranger when they can watch it on TV?
And then MTV comes out.
And then
out.
MTV was going to ruin everything.
And satellite was going to just completely end it.
iPods.
Like the cockroach that won't die.
It just...
Well, I don't know about that.
But this... These are actual statistics that should tell you just how resilient this industry is, in spite of numerous attempts from within the business to make it fail, in my opinion. That's just me speaking. Not here. But that's one reason why I'm here.
What are those clouds called?
Cumulus. Those clouds.
I was just talking about those, yeah.
Dreary.
Yeah.
Horrible.
You too.
And when a station is on its own frequency without...
You mean like WLS?
Yeah. What is that called?
That was a clear channel.
Now it goes back to...
YouTube.
My heart.
It's...
What's wrong with your heart?
It's in great pain. Feels like it's bankrupt. Now, according to
it's like two old ladies just gossiping after church.
I'm glad there's no more big ones out there because I've run out of material.
I was about to say.
You know what I'm going to do when I get home?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to fill my tub with beautiful blue water and... thank you very much, Mr. Peters. Survey on Radio Habit.
Our survey said...
56% of women, 35% of men sing along to the radio.
Well, of course.
Of course they do. Yeah.
I'll never forget, though, the first time I thought I could actually sing, and then somebody turned the volume off of my radio very quickly.
Oh.
And I sounded like Barney Fife in the choir, you know. Just.
We all sound best in the shower because of that echo little thing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
9% say stations don't play enough commercials and should have more.
Who would say that?
That's 9%. That's somebody just being sassy and working that box.
You know, actually, since August has no holidays, Radio Day would be a good one to celebrate since it is still consumed by a vast majority of Americans. 71% of people listen to the radio in their car.
I want to hear Radio Gaga now.
Mm-hmm. For some. Mm-hmm.
2 out of 3 people listen to the radio every day.
Mm-hmm.
56% of women, 35% of men, and they sing along. 59% of women, 76% of men are listening when we say, don't touch that dial, and they stay on during commercial breaks.
Well, let's say that a lot.
And finally, almost 9% of people say radio stations don't play enough of those messages and should have more. And we love you. And we hope we can accommodate you.
But if you change that channel, we will find you.
Yeah,
you
listen, that's right.
Just glue this radio.
Just rip the knob off.
Yeah.
But still, with all the options out there and everything else, and this is something... Oh, there goes those cumulus clouds again.
My heart!
What they don't seem to understand, but this company does, the thing that will keep regular terrestrial radio going... are the in-game chats, the clearing the airs, shows like ours, Baron, Dan, Joey in the afternoon. It's people.
Yeah, and you know, when you stuff the van.
And they cram
the van, rather. And,
all those kinds of things, too. But on a national basis, the industry is not exactly growing the next crop of Howard Sterns and Rich Thomases and Greg Boodles and Emily Hayes's. And yeah, a few Jay Scotts would be great too.
Not going to have any of those.
We'll need one in a few days, that's for sure.
Well, I don't have enough time to spit one out for you.
Did you have an operation or something?
Did I have an operation? I need to.
Maybe we can trade that out.
I'll do an endorsement.
Hi, I'm Jay Scott for Bob's Vasectomy Service. With convenient drive-through service after hours.
Is your protege ready to go when you're not here?
My protege?
No, it's your
protege. Oh, you're asking if my protege is ready to go, and I don't think she is.
What the what? I want to cuss sometimes, and I can't because that's a rule.
We got a lot to go over
what
today.
What the what reminds
this
me
week.
Why? Why?
Will I send my SOB to Miss Emily or to someone?
Who approved this vacation of yours?
The buttery one.
Dadgummit.
Send it back to me.
Hi. Okay.
Just, you know what? I can actually do it from...
Remotely? No, you don't need to be doing that.
I can't even go into a category.
Y'all act like I can't do anything. I can do a whole lot of things. I am very capable.
I'll be doing
it. I don't know why you can't send me the stuff that you normally send to him.
You'll be amazed, but all the stuff you've sent me so far as your songs, I haven't had to pull from the internet. We've all had them in the library.
How about that?
I've just had to move them into the category he needs them in. And that's
so,
it.
So,
I thought Circle was going to get me, but...
Yeah.
It was in there.
Oh, no. We used to play that on ELQ.
I'm going to a weather conference Friday, and I'll be working. You know, I'll be sending out. You'll be hearing all my stuff.
And I got with Alan, and I'm taking this laptop with me. Obviously, I have my phone with me.
Yeah.
Both of these devices can log into the systems here.
Yeah.
So long as we don't have power failures.
Hey.
Oh,
you just think I'm going to fail that hard that you've got to rig your phone and take your computer?
No,
but I'd like to be prepared in case I need to.
In case I fail?
No, in case I need to.
The kind of person he is and the kind of person I am, I just want to make sure everything is done. You know?
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Okay.
The less I have to use it, the better, and that's great. But if it comes to it, it's there.
I get it. If you need it, it's there. I understand that. It's fine.
That's all.
Just have a little... faith in old Lady Hayes here.
This behind-the-scenes radio talk has been brought to you by...
Some great new additions to the category of cars available under $10,000 at Jack Ingram. Signature used cars. A 2016 Nissan Versa for $89.98. Really? 2014 Volkswagen Passat at $8,400. And if you're just looking for a functioning set of wheels, now, keep in mind, it's an 11-year-old car that looks incredibly new in the photos that are available at jackingram.com. A 2007 Ford 500 SEL. Okay? It's a nice starter vehicle for somebody because it has good protection. Everything works. The engine has been vetted thoroughly by the Ingram mechanics, and you can drive that off for $3,800. And if you want to spend a little bit more than that, there's a 2007 Pontiac Grand Prix Base for $5,800. But all these cars have three things in common: good vehicle histories, beautiful gleaming bodies, pristine interiors, and most importantly, an engine that they believe will give you thousands of reliable driving miles. At Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, see Chip Thames, his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass, jackingram.com. At 7:15, we've got news, our first look at the roads, and yes, there is a convoluted introduction for Random Facts with Jay Scott. Pay close attention, make notes, because at the end we'll do our pop quiz and give away $10 free shopping at Food Outlet.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey says the state has updated an agreement with county sheriffs to end a practice that lets some of them pocket state money left over from inmate food programs. The new agreement states that sheriffs must agree funds will only be spent on preparing food, serving food, and other services related to the feeding of prisoners. Students from Booker T. Washington Magnet High School in Montgomery will not be in school this week after a fire destroyed part of the school early Saturday morning. Classes will resume at Haneville Road School on August 27th. And Montgomery City Council could vote this week on a proposal to cut back on the number of days trash is collected. Mayor Todd Strange says cutting back the service will help balance the budget. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
And now, a Monday morning fun fact.
When you start your Monday with a fresh, hot cup of coffee, keep in mind, the pre-ground beans in your morning pick-me-up contain ground cockroaches. Mm-mm. Good to the last thorax.
Have a great Monday.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. They now have 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and healthy for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, a quarter mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Remember that accident on Deetsville Highway and Highway 14 in Millbrook? The motorcycle accident, injuries involved there, Haynes Ambulance responding. Everything else looks okay as far as the interstate systems, the Boulevard Atlanta Highway. Everything on this side of the pond looking okay so far. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop Profession Nails and Spa, It's Fashion, Sally Beauty, Cato Fashions, T-Mobile, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm the best law firm in Central Alabama for the fifth straight year.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Monday, it's Monday, Monday, it's Monday.
I need to get out of bed. I gotta go to work, shake the cobwebs from my head. I can't.
Keys, now I'm spilling all my coffee. No time for breakfast, I gotta get to my car. Rushing through traffic, I almost hit a mailbox. Swerving from lane to lane, I'm running a red light. Pulling my car to the parking lot, I can't find a place to park it. Did not get to work on time, today must be Monday.
Rich Thomas Weather.
What? No.
What is that about?
Nothing. I missed.
And now
it's time for our Olympian facts putter.
Random facts. Facts putter. Facts putter.
You know, I shouldn't have made that last stop for the coffee. Big mistake.
Our company fax machine.
And by the way, who didn't eat their hash brown casserole this morning?
I didn't.
Is this the 1 year anniversary of my first casserole?
Because of this. Oh, I didn't know that. Jeez. Why was that not on the timeline?
Did you? Yeah, right?
Oh, my.
1 year ago today, we were being fed hash brown casserole.
Yeah, it's true.
And so began the...
So I'm telling Tamara.
All the breakfasts every day. Did you know modern air conditioning existed out of the need to dehumidify?
Yeah.
Cooling was just a fortunate side effect.
Oh.
Yeah. They were building it to dehumidify. Did you know that despite being apex predators, orcas do not see humans as prey? They're even docile to them in some circumstances, and there are no modern reports of fatalities caused by wild orcas.
There was a movie in 1977. Do you remember that one, Rich? Orca.
Yeah. Oh, I do. I do remember that.
It just had to capitalize on the Jaws phenomenon.
Right.
So,
I want to say that there are reports of human fatalities by captive orcas. I want to say that some of the SeaWorld places have had some instances.
Yeah. I think you're right.
But not by wild orcas. Did you know Taco Bell failed to pay two Michigan men who created the Taco Bell Chihuahua mascot? The little Yo quiero Taco Bell, little dog.
Created the dog or created, well, they created the dog the as a mascot?
They created the dog as the mascot of the campaign. A court was ordered to pay them back $42 million.
Whoa, that's a lot of chalupas. That's,
yo quiero Taco Bell.
That's more than they make on the Billionaire Boys Club movie.
Yes, it is. Even though it's a movie called Billionaire.
Yeah.
Did you know that almost all the spiders that you see in your home during the winter were actually born in your home?
Shut up.
Yeah. They've been sitting there all summer, waiting to hatch. I know.
Welcome to the birthplace of the Aincy Weensy spider.
Ask Dr. Sam about his spider story, his recent spider story.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he shoot it with a bunch of guns?
Just ask him about it.
Okay.
It's pretty weird.
Did you know? In 1818,
I took a little trip
down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We cooked a little bacon and we cooked a little cheese.
Beans.
What? And we ended up in Italian New Orleans.
Firing our guns and the British kept coming. And it was a while ago.
National Radio Day, folks.
Yeah, there we go. We are destroying its legacy with.
In 1818, the United States began building a fort near the New York-Quebec border. They did so to defend against possible invasions from Canada. After 2 years of construction, they realized they built the fort on the Canadian side.
Oh man. They would have been my morning maroon if I was around then.
Yes.
And they abandoned it afterwards, and they nicknamed it Fort Blunder.
Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty stupid.
Here.
It was already dumb that you built a fort on the board, just in case Canada ever invaded.
Here, Canada, I bring you a fort.
Did you know that scientists have found a way to make diamonds out of high carbon peanut butter?
What?
It's science.
Diamond. I love it when they say scientist. Like there's nobody with a card.
A business card. A business card scientist. All these people with white lab coats, white shirts, and black skinny neckties, glasses.
Pocket protector. Yeah.
Scientist. Did you know there was a catcher by the name of Dave Bresnahan? Anyway, old Dave threw a potato once to trick a runner home. The minor leagues kicked him out. And he was later quoted as saying, Lou Gehrig had to play in 2,130 consecutive games and hit a 340 for his number to be retired. All I had to do was bat a 140 and throw a potato.
Okay.
Wow. The old potato, hidden potato trick.
Yeah. Did you know that Chris Farley, John Candy, and John Belushi were all at one point attached to play Fatty Arbuckle in a biopic about the comedian's life, except all three actors died before the film could ever go into production?
How ironic.
Isn't that... Somebody's still planning on doing that, though, so who's got the role next?
I have no idea who the role is going to right now.
They were all perfect. They were perfect, weren't they?
It would have been.
I'll have to look that up for you and find out. That's
so
still going
Farley,
on.
Farley, Candy, and who?
Belushi.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you know that in 1953, a North Korean fighter pilot defected to South Korea with his MiG-15 and was rewarded $100,000 from the United States for doing so? The plane now resides at the United States Air Force Museum in Dayton, Ohio. If you'd ever like to go see the plane, free to the public for the admission.
Nice.
Did you know the sound that the typewriter makes, the little ding sound the typewriter makes, do you know what that's called?
When it gets to the end and you have to reset?
Sound? Yeah, you probably know what that's called, right?
No, what is it called?
The technical name of what that's called?
No.
It's called the margin bell.
Yeah. I said that.
Oh.
You didn't hear me.
I didn't hear
it. The margin bell, yeah. It let you know when you were getting close to the margins you had set.
Yeah, that's exactly. It wasn't to tell you that you were at the end of the line, just that, hey, you got a few characters left. It's coming up.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And finally, did you know that lawns cost Americans an average of 70 hours a year to maintain, causing around 35,000 lawnmower-related injuries per year?
Not if you call JNS Landscaping at 202-8760.
I just set them up. You hit them out.
I need to. Please remind me to do that.
John Cato would be honored to perform a service for Emily Hayes.
You're not serious.
No.
No, he's not.
No, he would. He's a fan of the station.
Well, I just...
What?
I don't think very highly of myself, so when people get excited to shake my hand or something, I'm like, I am just a big goober that they put a microphone in front of.
Well, I'm the same thing.
Well...
I'm no big deal.
I think you're
bigger.
I think you're kind of
well,
a big deal.
You're a bigger goober. No, bigger
I'm
deal.
A bigger goober than you are.
I mean, those are all your random facts.
I am King Goober the First, although I say that with hesitation because Goober is so annoying on the Andy Griffith Show. If he's featured in an episode.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Judy.
But even worse is that...
be King Gomer?
The deputy they brought in after Barney.
Oh, Warren?
Yeah. Oh, my God. No. When they turned to color, the show went
it down. Really did go downhill. I think Helen Crump looks sexier in black and white anyway. Hey, I went to Food Outlet. I hope you were paying attention, by the way, because upcoming, we have our pop quiz question, and you'll get a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate if you can answer it. And through this coming Tuesday, tomorrow, you can still get Bluebell ice cream for $4.68 for the full half gallon. I did a little reconnaissance shop getting ready for that party. And $6.99 at the chains, $4.68, same size, same great taste of Bluebell. Look, when I was there yesterday morning, and I set my weekly Bailey Graham from the chicken tenders, I was talking to the butcher, he's a great guy, and he's the guy that will cut your steak to whatever your specs are if you don't see exactly what you want in the meat case. And I told him, I said, sometimes I want to go through one of the chain stores and say, stop the insanity. You're getting ripped off here. You are overpaying for everything in your buggy. Hello. At Food Outlet, I figure conservatively $600 to $800 a year in savings. And I mean, that is probably on the low side. Yesterday, somebody's going to be enjoying a very, very large ham and cheese omelet this week.
Oh, man.
That's coming up. You like those, right?
Yeah, so don't do it Friday.
I'll do it Thursday. Okay. I'll pencil that in for Thursday. But right now, 2.5 dozen sure fine medium eggs are $1.91. 2.5 dozen, last I checked, that's 30 eggs. So with a $10 gift certificate, you could get 150 eggs. You know how many key lime pies that is?
Oh, none for us.
That's enough eggs to make 30. I have two pieces.
That's enough eggs to make 30 key lime pies for Alabama News Rising.
If you text me at home this afternoon, I have a couple of small pieces left over. I'll bring them in for you. Okay. Just remind me.
From the thing over the weekend.
Yeah, I'll get the leftovers.
I'm just aging. By the way, the Sloppy Joe this morning?
Mm-hmm.
You like it?
Yeah, very much so.
$2.35 a pound for the ground chuck that went into that. That's a great, the best meat for, and you drain it, that ain't manwich, baby.
Your sauce is so good.
If you love manwich, you can get that for cost plus 10 at any of the three Food Outlet stores. Highway 14 and Postcard like Millbrook, Main Street in the preferred community, and I'll see you every Sunday morning around 7:45. 439 Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are halfway to Camp News and Views.
Shut up, you big goober.
I just said, can I share something?
Oh.
No, go ahead.
We just want to get the question out. Let's get the question.
Then you can share. No, it's not.
Here's
my turn.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk. People are going to forget the random facts.
No, ask the question.
National Radio Day continues now. Here with the question is...
All I want to know is what year did the United States begin building Fort Blunder? What year was that? Give us a call. 272-9228.
All right, this is good practice because your school year is back and up and running. Let's see how good your retention skills are. 272-9228, 272-9228 on this National Radio Day. And if you're listening on the News Talk Three Men and a Lady SAP channel, that's Aria code Trace Cuatro, Dos Siete Dos Nueve Dos Dos Ocho, 272-9228. And while we're waiting calls...
You see that horrific... accident yesterday?
Yeah.
Where? What? Oh, is it?
Oh.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
I just wanted to share the Booker T. Washington fire traffic road closures update, which is Union Street will be open during rush hour. Mm-hmm. Union between South and Grove will close later this morning for repair work. All roadways are back open with the exception of Grove between Union and Ripley, which will remain closed for an extended period of time. Motorists are encouraged to use caution when approaching this area. Right. Thank you.
Yeah, that's cool you see when you exit at Union off 85.
Yeah.
That's right. So I was thinking it was the one out. Never mind.
That's what I'm saying. That's like when I was driving to Atlanta and I merged onto 85 from 65, I saw it at 5 o'clock in the morning, Saturday morning.
When you think of how many kids went through there, that school.
If that makes you sad and you need a comfort breakfast, Baumhauer's is right up the street at 201 Union. Free underground parking, great breakfast menu from 7 to 10, and then lunch from 11 to 2. On News Talk 93.1 FM, Carl, good morning. First time caller? Well, that is so cool. Carl, you were listening to Random Facts. Can you answer today's pop quiz question?
What year did they begin building Fort Blunder?
Was it 1818?
Took a little trip, you're right.
Thank you.
Even though it was 1812, we're not going to
look it up. I know, yeah.
Where was it located, by the way? What?
It was on the Canadian side of the border.
Correct.
Yeah, that's right. Moron.
Well, congratulations, Carl.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Carl, what made today the first time you felt like picking up the phone and calling?
I'm off today.
I hear I'm waiting for this great story of inspiration, and but that's cool. That's as good a reason as that.
Do you normally have Mondays off, or is it like
No, I just have a chance. I'm going to take care of some business and stuff today. Normally, I don't have a chance to even call. When I listen every morning from 6 to I get, you know, until we get real, real busy, but I had a chance to call. And I'm, you know, called a couple of times, but somebody had already got the good 9 germ before me, so.
Gotcha.
But that's quite all right. I'm excited.
Well, we appreciate
you calling. We're excited for your win, Carl.
Y'all have a great show.
All right, hang on. Jay's got to set you up with your food outlet gift certificate at 7:33. Let's head back to Mr. Waka Waka.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still working that accident in Millbrook. That'll be on Deesville Road and Highway 14, an accident involving a motorcycle. There are injuries involved there, so careful if you're headed through that way. Everything over here looks real good. Nothing on the interstate systems. The Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, the 31s are all clear. The kickoff savings sale, that's going on at Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. Score big with huge savings on quality late model vehicles. That's at Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm the best law firm in Central Alabama for the fifth straight year.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Humid out there this morning, but as we go through the day today, the rain chances will be increasing. We have a quiet radar right now, but showers and storms will be scattered to numerous, especially by this afternoon and this evening. The atmosphere is primed. Plenty of moisture out ahead of a frontal system heading in. Now, the front doesn't move through today, but it enters the state tomorrow morning during probably around this hour, and then takes all day long to get all the way down into the central part of the state around the I-85 corridor tomorrow. So showers and storms become numerous again during the daytime hours tomorrow with a high in the upper 80s. And then tomorrow night, after the front moves through, later on tomorrow night, we're partly cloudy and the storms leave the area, move into South Alabama. Then on Wednesday and Thursday, maybe a couple of days, it sure does look like it, where there'll be no storms on the radar, mostly sunny skies. We go down a few notches on the humidity. You know, nothing crazy, nothing. It's not going to feel like fall air, but it's going to feel like a big improvement as we get through Wednesday and Thursday, and probably that's it. probably we start to have the moisture ease back in by the time we get into Friday, and then over the weekend, we're back to business as usual, you know, all the heat and humidity you love, and scattered storms. Right now, this morning, cloudy skies, temperature is 76, southeast winds at 3 miles per hour at 736.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades, from common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
You have your big weekend coming up. Are you going to hit Infusion before you head out?
I may do that. As a matter of fact, I did that before this weekend started. I went to Infusion, and by your recommendation, I changed IVs from the Myers cocktail to the weight loss cocktail, and I'm going to do it like, you know, I'm going to try it out for like 3 or 4 weeks and see what it does. I felt great when I left, by the way.
I want you to do me a favor, because I just started that 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
It's heavy in amino acids, which helps metabolism and weight loss and so forth. And these, gosh, it's so much easier to sit there and let them pump all this good stuff into your system, mm-hmm. as opposed to having to remember and count calories and attend meetings and all the other insanity,
right.
With various ways to lose weight. But be very tuned to yourself, because I think I want to see if you'll notice some of the stuff I did after the first week. It was more than just not needing to eat as much to be full and all that. There were a number of side benefits that I really enjoyed. So after you've had another week with it, let's compare notes. Maybe
absolutely.
When you get back from your trip.
And then, of course, I still do the liquid glutathione every morning.
Yes,
and
you saw
a
little
bit of juice.
Have it in my apple juice every morning, and that is something you can pick up at Infusion. Right. You also have the cryotherapy option, and of course, for those of you who have suffered from chronic pain, the laser is an amazing treatment. You just sit in a chair for 15 minutes. They aim this device at the area where the pain is, and you just sit. You don't feel a thing. It's what you don't feel afterwards as the pain starts to, because it's all about using your body, getting your body to perform, delivering blood to where it needs to go so you feel better and feel more comfortable. It's amazing stuff. Call Infusion at 296-1662. Talk to Lori or Ryan to make an appointment for the technique that's best for your needs at this moment in your life. That's 296-1662, or visit them online at infusioncryoandlaser.com. 7:38 is the time. I'll go down and see if the traffic is moving well with this cloudy radio day.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Students from Booker T. Washington Magnet High School in Montgomery will not be in school this week after a fire destroyed part of the school early Saturday morning. Classes will resume at Hainville Road School on August 27th. Governor Kay Ivey says the state has updated an agreement with county sheriffs to end a practice that let some of them pocket state money left over from inmate food programs. The new agreement states that sheriffs must agree funds will only be spent on preparing food, serving food, and other services related to the feeding of prisoners. And Montgomery City Council could vote on a proposal to cut back on the number of days trash is collected this week. Mayor Todd Strange says cutting back the service will help balance the budget. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Time for a power-packed Monday show.
Hello, Monday people.
I am not in the mood for Monday.
And you're working hard to put food on your family.
I don't understand a word you just said.
You're deaf? You'll have boss? Go, go!
You want something new every week.
Oh, someone's in a mood.
Just because we're working together does not mean I have to like you.
Are you trying to hurt my feelings? Because if so, you are succeeding.
You feel self-conscious!
Monday would be a lot more fun if it wasn't so tired.
Hey, Vito, our friends at Marguerite, they moved down the street to the Pepper Tree Shopping Center on Vaughan Road now. Yeah, I know that, dummy. They're right there by the other end, by the, where they got the Chianti. What's that called? Pepper Tree Steak and Wine. Yeah, Pepper Tree Steak and Wine with the Chianti. Yeah, you got the Pepper Tree Steak and Wine. You got the Doug's too. You got La Jolla. You got all kinds of stuff. Now, you got Margaritos in the Pepper Tree.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If you are in the market to refinance or purchase, look no further than Alabama Home Mortgage. We are your local lender. Can't find the time to give us a call? We understand. Apply for a mortgage on your time, whether that's while you're waiting on your kids in the carpool line or just before you go to sleep. You can apply 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Visit our website, allahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. You heard me right. Click the Blink link to get started. No appointment necessary. Or give us a call today at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. My team and I are ready to assist you. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at allahomemortgage.com. That's allahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Dimitri Palizas, and I'd like to invite you to come down with us at Mr. Gus's. I'm the son of two Greek immigrants whose dream was to start a new life in America. They did just that by opening two successful restaurants. I followed in their footsteps, and now I have my third successful restaurant in the Montgomery area. It's in my genes to serve my customers fantastic tasting food and provide the best customer service, all at reasonable prices. So, the next time you're in the mood for some authentic Greek and Italian dishes, come on into Mr. Gus's on the corner of Atlanta Highway and Bell Road.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here's a lady who might benefit. Yeah, with a long eye. Benefit by the caldo infusion for that amino acid, IV. Because she's got issues with these genes.
Spare a little Cheeto, save some chips for me. For one day I'll be back, but right now I'm carbo-free. Loose skirts of linen went out with Labor Day. I can't keep my jeans that hang over my closet door at bay. I know that they won't fit no matter where I stand. I got the zipper zipped with pliers in my hand. I've cut off my circulation. There's no way I can sit
tight as they can.
I'll pass out if I bend over, 'cause these jeans just don't fit. These jeans won't go over my thighs. DNA. These jeans look good when it's cold outside, and I can't wear another pair. They might make my butt look square
like a Frigidaire.
There's so much out there I can't resist.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Shut up. Well, here's a shocker for you.
I'm shocked.
I haven't told you what it is yet. One of the leaders of the Me Too movement, Asia Argento, the Italian actress, is one of the first to publicly accuse Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault.
Oh, I heard about this.
She paid off a young man. Named child actor Jimmy Bennett paid him $380,000 because he claims in 2013 a then 37-year-old Argento assaulted him in a California hotel only 2 months past his 17th birthday. Huh. So on one hand, she's out there waving the flag at old Harvey there.
Have you ever heard of that actor?
I haven't.
Well, she must be successful if she's got $380,000 to buy the silence of a child actor, but that story is now out.
Oh, yeah, he does look young.
And I don't know what that... Although, you know, the Me Too thing, that goes to the Kevin Spacey. If you didn't catch the Cheap and Trashy or didn't hear about it, Kevin Spacey's last film, and it probably will be his last, Billionaire Boys Club, opened this weekend in limited release and grossed, are you ready for this amazing total? $126. Big, big box office. A whole, that means like 12 people went to see it, maybe 13 or 14 if they went to matinee and got a cheaper ticket. So that's amazing. And then you wonder,
it could have a big rebound this week, though. You never know.
Well, yeah, it could do $300 or $400. You never know. Sometimes word of mouth. if those 12 people really liked it, they'll tell 12 more. So you could see, you know, like $252 next weekend. And in 100 years, it might make a million.
Money back.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be the producer who put money into that film. No. Tell you what. Wow. And then a week from Friday, our first predict-a-thon. That'll be the Auburn game in week one. And Don Duncan and Mitch will be joining us. The Duncan and Son predict-a-thon, I think, is going to be in its eighth or ninth. Yeah, this is funny. I used to be really great at giving you a specific date and year, but between 2010 and this year, it's just not as easy to do that.
So difficult.
It's moments like that that make me dread tomorrow.
Everything's going to be fine.
Oh, man. Just so you know how much I've enjoyed working with the three of you.
Shut up.
My friends.
It was a good final meal.
You are just a little dramatic.
Oh, you'll have your food tomorrow.
Okay.
Wednesday is the one I can't promise you.
Make it a good one.
I'm going to have that song in my mind all day long. These jeans.
That's Joni Roxbury, the lady that does the OBGYN bit. She is so talented.
She's very, very funny.
She is a funny lady and also a mobile lady, too.
I know.
Yeah. We have a couple of options. You say we have biscuit tickets to give away?
We do. We've got biscuit and...
Oh!
And got an interview with the biscuits coming up, too.
Whoa! How exciting!
And the tickets are for which game?
Tomorrow night's game.
Tomorrow night's game.
Yeah, and they'll tell us all about what's going on tomorrow night when they come in.
But we don't have more Kenny G tickets.
No, we're done with Kenny G.
For now.
For now.
For now. But
it's amazing. One note can be discovered by our listeners. They're amazing. They're smart.
We put it in reverse. They figured it out. Yeah.
Well, I'm set up for another Kenny G contest for which there are no tickets. But since we have the biscuit tickets, how about if I play the Kenny G clue? And if you want tickets for the biscuit game tomorrow night, you can call up if you can identify this song.
Oh,
that's a tough one.
I think I got that one.
It's from the same album, but...
I think I got that one.
If you want tickets for the Biscuits game tomorrow night?
Yes, tomorrow night's game.
All right. Identify this Kenny G classic.
That is not his cover of Freebird.
No.
I'll tell you that.
No.
By the way, Showtime did a great special on...
Kenny G?
Leonard Skinner this weekend. Leonard Skinner this weekend.
Oh, I really thought we were going this
week. No. It was an incredible Leonard Skinner special that aired on...
What was that called? I think I remember hearing about that.
It's called Tomorrow. There may not be a tomorrow or...
If I Leave Here Tomorrow?
If I Leave Here Tomorrow.
Yes.
If I Leave Here Tomorrow.
Our number is 272-9228. Just identify this clip from Kenny G to win those biscuit tickets. 272-9228.
We're actually really serious about this, folks, so just call in.
Yeah, we got tickets. And, boy, I can't believe the biscuit season is winding down to a close.
There's like 10 games left at home coming up.
And we also have a Seafood Bistro gift card.
Yes, we do, with a Radio Day Truth or Baloney.
Yeah, and we want to get to that, but before we do that, we have to give away the biscuit tickets. So that number, again, is 272-9228.
Do I? We got a caller.
What is that Kenny G song? And if you want those biscuit tickets, identify it, and you're in business. So it'd be great to have the Duncans back.
First letter of your last name.
And thanks for reminding me, Greg, because I can get my car over there. I get it to Bell Road. In fact, I could probably get it there tomorrow. They could take me to the dentist. The dentist will probably find all kinds of horrible things wrong, put me on medication.
No,
why do you do this?
You're more dramatic than my grandma.
He blames me about being...
That's right.
Being serious about stuff like that.
All right, let's see. Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Can you identify the clue? What Kenny G song is that?
I believe it's Songbird.
That is correct.
My God.
That's uncanny. Is that the fourth time we've done it?
These people are getting them on the first call. I got to make
it
harder.
Amazing. I know.
I'm just going to play. I'm just going to play Kenny G taking a breath, and then you have to tell me.
And you'll be able to drive by the theater where Kenny G will be performing as you go to the Biscuits game tomorrow night.
Awesome.
And we love you for listening. We're so grateful.
Oh, thank you. I love you guys, too. We listen every morning on the way to work.
Thank you.
Shucks.
We have the smartest listeners.
We do. They are so sharp. can't fool these guys. All right.
Stand by.
You're going to be able to enjoy a private moment with Jay Scott here. As he sets up your biscuits.
Let me put on my private voice.
News talk.
I have that clip from Austin Powers, but we're in the family-friendly 7 to 8 hours, that's so we don't want to do
news
that.
News talk. Who's this?
Oh, wow.
Hi, Mary.
Oh. Never mind. I thought you wanted a little nude music.
I'll knock your brains out of your head, honey. What is this?
Thanks, boss.
Nude music?
I don't.
He said nude music.
No. That was a Freudian slip.
Is it nude talk?
Nuge talk.
Or are you just talk about Ted Nugent all day?
Yeah, Nuge talk all day long. Ted Nugent, Cat Scratch Fever, the best LP or not.
You remember when Ted Nugent was with Damn Yankees?
Yeah, I do.
Ted Nugent with Tommy Shaw, Damn Yankees, yeah.
Yeah. So Can You Take Me High Enough? Oh my gosh, what a jam. What a monster jam.
Okay. The music industry, the snobbish music industry has never been good.
Thank you.
To Styx, to Tommy, to Ted, none of them. Why Styx isn't in the... I mean, they're so much more qualified than so many other bands that are in the Rock and Roll of Fame. I don't get it.
I know some folks that worked for Styx, at least one guy.
I knew a guy. He even got, like, mentions on their records and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'd like to meet him. He sounds fascinating. At 8 minutes before the hour. So, today being National Radio Day, we are going to play a radio edition of True the Baloney, and you'll have three experienced radio people as lifelines, and you can win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. We'll do that right after Rich does the weather in the 8 o'clock hour, which is coming up. Since we've been talking about music and stuff like that, though, this is kind of interesting.
Is it?
Interesting. Why it's...
Fascinating.
You can predict how much money someone makes by their favorite type of music. Now... What's the first thing I play on the station every morning right after 6?
The William Tell.
Yeah, that's classical music, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, classical music fan, what? What?
Yeah. Classical music? I have no idea.
That's Emily's way of saying you're really stretching here.
It is, I'm sorry.
Did you stash away some codeine pills?
I keep mine in liquid form.
She found one.
Behind the muffled laughter of Emily Haynes. This is an actual study done by TD Ameritrade.
Uh-huh. What is it?
That's a company that allows you to buy your own stocks, but that's not important. They're the ones with the annoying commercial with that hipster with the beard and the black glasses.
No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
He is so smug. So, I'm just so hip. Too hip for the room. Classical music fans make an average of $114,000 a year. Electronic music. You know, like disco, European disco, that kind of crap.
Probably like EDM.
$92,000 a year. Rap and hip-hop. $69,000 average salary of rap and hip-hop fans. 80s and 90s lovers make about $67,000 a year. Hard rock, $65,000 is the average salary. Pop music lovers make $61,000, and country music fans, $58,000. I don't know.
Polka on there?
No.
Do you know, have you seen those guys that make a lot of money who just play records at major music?
There aren't even records on that. It's all hooked up to an iPad, but, and then, like, moving the turntables goes into this software program that, like, scratches, air quotes, a record. I don't even get me started.
They're billed on as big artists, and people pay money to go see these guys that aren't even playing instruments.
No,
you don't even want to get me started.
Why would people care?
Some of them make millions a year.
I know.
And it's all about having a reputation. And trust me, as somebody who got paid $500 to attend a bar mitzvah, it's kind of like that, where there are wealthy people, and there if it's an occasion like a 16th birthday or a bar mitzvah or something like that, Those parents, if the kid says, I want DJ Khaled or whoever's hot.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad will look into that.
Well, Elton John's played birthday parties for, very, very rich people. You
know? Even more so are those princes in Dubai or whatever.
Right. Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
Will have the Rolling Stones come out to play for a five-year-old.
Well, I was in Florida. Sure. There was a guy who said, I'd like you to come to my son's bar mitzvah. And I said, fine. When is it? I'll stop by and congratulate him. No problem. He says, no, I want to pay you to come. I said, I'm happy. If he's a listener, I'm happy to thank him. No, I don't want any money. And so I went and had a very nice dinner. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The food was incredible. It was at this country club at Miami Beach. So as I stayed my obligatory 2 hours, I got up to leave, and the father goes to thank me and shake my hand, and he puts five $100 bills in. He says, I insist. So, of course, I said, then I will make sure this money gets to a good charity as quickly as possible.
I don't know. You might have been a charity case, and
not then.
Could have gone to you.
No, that's why
Well, you're right. Back then, that was in your money days, wasn't it?
Did you throw in a hug to the kid? Yeah, I'll throw in a hug.
Well, he saw this 8x10.
Well, here's the humbling part. He didn't seem to be all that excited that I was there to begin with. Yeah. I thought this kid was a huge fan. You know.
Well, it's also for the crowd, right? Hey,
yeah.
Is that the guy that used to work with Styx over there?
I see we have a call. Let's talk to JD.
Good morning. How are y'all?
What's up?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I would like to throw out an open invitation for Emily and anybody else to come up to where I work and jump down on some of that software y'all were just talking about. There's two different kinds. One, a monkey can operate. The one that the professionals use is no different than spinning vinyl records like you would back in the 80s.
That's how I thought.
Yeah.
This is because I got sassy. I'm sorry. I just get a little frustrated.
No. Hey, I agree with you because the people that use the real software that actually have the real talent that understand BPMs and the different types of music and understand all their counts and their breakdowns, they take it as a real profession. And some of these, other guys, they just get up there, they push a button. I was watching a video clip of a guy the other day that was doing a party, and he had the crowd rock, and we're looking at the video, and he doesn't even have a power cord plugged into his mixer.
Yeah.
Like, really? This guy's just playing a pre-recorded set, just singing.
It's so frustrating. There's a DJ I love in Birmingham, DJ Supreme, and he is old school with the vinyl. He does a fantastic job.
Don't get me wrong. More power to those guys, but I'm a little worried about the people who are shelling out a lot of money to go see those people who are not artists. They're not musicians.
Emily says the same thing about people who see the Eagles.
What we can do with the software now is we can mix music just like we could back in the day, as well as mix music videos off of vinyl, as well as I have access to my studio within my software, so I can create beats. Sample Lynyrd Skynyrd by Sweet Home Alabama, or Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd, and then cut and scratch over the